First up, as the federal budget approaches, anti-poverty advocates and policy experts are urging the government to ditch capital gains tax discounts, saying they drive housing inequality by disproportionately benefiting Australia's wealthiest demographics. The Wire's Sam Giorgio has the story.
The capital gains tax discount in combination with negative gearing have really supercharged inequality and driven up home prices, all at significant cost to the budget and the community.
That's James Hall, Senior Advisor at the Australian Council of Social Services.
The capital gains tax discount means that you pay less tax if you earn income from capital gains. In this particular case, it's a 50% discount, so you only pay tax on half of your capital gain. So if you earn $100,000 from wages, you'll pay tax on all of the $100,000. If you earn $100,000 from a capital gain, you'll only pay tax on $50,000.
That's Matt Grindoff, Senior Economist at the Australian Institute. He says the capital gains tax is a significant factor driving housing inequality.
It's probably the main cause of the massive increase we've seen in house prices. What it has done is it has made investing in housing so much more lucrative, because if you earn income as a capital gain, you pay a lot less tax. So what's happened is investors have rushed into the market, they've bid up the price, outbidding first home buyers and locking people out of the housing market.
James Hall, Senior Advisor from ACOS, says the capital gains tax discount is set up to benefit the wealthiest Australians and those on higher incomes.
So the wealthiest 10% of households, they now own 2/3 of the value of investment properties and of shares, and 83% of the benefit of the CGT discount goes to the highest 10% of income earners. And they've got an average income of over $250,000. In comparison, you know, younger people are getting locked out of home ownership, and we've seen home ownership rates decline, partly because of the increase in home prices as a result of the combined impact of these tax breaks.
Mr. Hall points to ACOS policy reform and says lowering the capital gains tax discount is necessary to improve outcomes for first home buyers.
We think the curbing of the CGT discount, as well as reining in negative gearing, they're important for addressing housing affordability, as well as raising revenue for the essential supports and services we need. We think the reform proposals we're pushing could boost home ownership by up to 5%. And that's really significant in the context of ownership rates falling by 3 to 4% over the past two decades, and higher for people under 40. So we'd see a shift in the proportion of occupiers who are investors, so that share decreasing, and an increase in the share of owners who are occupiers. It's a similar impact to the government meeting its commitment to build 1.2 million homes. So yeah, reduced investors and increased occupiers. And that's because investors would have less incentive to speculate on housing where there's no sort of concessionally tax gain at the end, and the ability to deduct losses from their unrelated wage income throughout the time that they own the asset.
Mr. Grindoff is calling for the removal of the current capital gains tax discount and says it would shift investors out of the residential housing market.
What we need to do is scrap the capital gains tax discount. If we scrapped that, what would happen is investors would be less likely to want to invest in residential housing and instead go and invest in other areas. And what that would mean is less people showing up on auction day to buy the house, and first home buyers would get a leg up and be able to buy those properties. And this would effectively make housing more equally distributed across the country, but it would also mean a lot more people living in a home that they own.
Matt Grudnoff, Senior Economist at the Australian Institute, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.